This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Baristas at another Starbucks shop in Colorado Springs have voted to unionize. That's now six stores in the state to make the move. Meanwhile, workers at one unionized store claim Starbucks is illegally firing union baristas, causing a labor shortage. The location has had to cut its business hours due to the firings. Starbucks denies the claims. A new poll spotlights chronic health problems in Colorado, many exacerbated by the pandemic. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The Colorado Health Foundation polled nearly 3,000 Coloradans. 6 in 10 have experienced mental health strain, such as anxiety, depression, loneliness, or stress. Almost half say they postponed medical or dental care in the last year. Nearly 4 in 10 residents worry that they or someone in their household will be without health insurance in the next year. The 2022 Pulse poll was conducted by telephone and online in April among a random representation of Colorado adults. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
School's out for most Colorado students, but many school districts have started summer free meal programs. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The pandemic year saw a surge of students eating free school meals. All children up to 18 years are eligible for free lunches this summer. About one-third of Denver public schools will offer free lunches, typically schools in higher poverty neighborhoods. Adults are also able to purchase the meals. An estimated 150,000 children suffer from hunger in Colorado. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Right now in Boulder, it's 77 degrees and fair. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.